Welcome to the Women in Tech Weekly Remix episode.
3, 2, 1.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I.
To connect and collaborate with extraordinary women in tech around the world, remember to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com.
The best business resource I have is my mentor's private Facebook group. I've never found a community that cares more about one another's success. It inspired me to create the same thing for podcasters. If you're a tech company or startup looking to grow your podcast audience, I created GetPodcastListeners.com, a private group specifically to discover how other podcasters have grown their audiences so we could do the same. Check out GetPodcastListeners.com. That's GetPodcastListeners.com.
I'm Christy Yanko, and I'm founder of Kikalicious. Kikalicious is a food-based platform offering different products and services in the market. We are based in Tirana, Albania. For me, mostly it's being able to be here in Albania because it seems somehow that the country itself does not give you many opportunities, but on the other side here you don't have many competition.
Right.
So it's a good and bad decision, but I say that one of the blocks I have for the moment is to grow.
What does growing mean to you? And by the way, I tasted her vegan cookies, like legit. Like, I wish I could eat them every day. They're super good. What does it mean to you to grow? Like, what does growing look like for you?
Well, for example, the vegan cookies. You said vegan cookies. And for
Albania, like, how do I eat them in Los Angeles? Yeah.
In Albania, it's a very small market. So I'm trying to see other markets in Europe or America, et cetera. So this is a new area for me.
Right. Yeah, 100%. And what would you say is one obstacle that you've successfully overcome and how did you overcome it?
Okay, for instance, in Instagram and Facebook as social media, I was so obsessed that I could just keep it artistic and everything. But when it comes to business, it does not work. So I had to learn that hard way after 4 months of being on my own TV show and everything. Then I started to post that I have a TV show. So this means in business-wise, this is 4 months minus.
Right.
So you have to be fast and you have to be fluid, like water. You just need to go further. Do not have many obstacles because it might ruin your business.
Tell us a little bit more about your TV show because it's in direct alignment with you having a food company.
Well, one of the main TV here in Albania, Clan, contact me because they've seen Kikalicious. So you see, I'm creating free content, but it's like a portfolio that everyone can see. So once someone sees it and wants to get in contact with me, it's very easy. So I met them and they said, we want to do a food TV show and we want you part of it. You have 3 to 5 minutes and you can do whatever you want. So for me, this was a great opportunity because I liked every single business part.
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah.
And also I was free to do whatever I wanted. This is the trust that they gave me. So on my own TV show, I focus more on healthy cooking and eating and how to keep it when you're busy. So we don't have the luxury to stay 2 or 3 hours to cook a meal, but we can make an effort and make a little time to just cook and prep for 1 week, for instance,
yeah.
And how to create healthy habits.
So, which I need more of. And is the show's in Albanian, right?
Yes, it's in Albanian.
Yeah. And we'll include all your links in the show notes. Where can people find you?
They can find me on my website. If they want to see my TV show, they can write it down on YouTube, but it's everything in Albanian. So I have it Me Duart e Kristit, which means with Kristi's hands. And there I have all the recipes.
My name is Natalia Danisaljevic. Forecast Ads, EdTech startup, platform to monetize easy any digital space you have, website, software, browser extension. We are based in Serbia, Belgrade, amazing city. They help me a lot with networking, really a lot. They connect me with a different organization through the whole Europe. They support me from the first day, so it really helped me. Also Swiss Connect, they also support me as a woman in tech. We have a different programs. So really cool.
Yeah, Swiss Contact has been amazing. And how did you discover Swiss Contact?
Actually, through ICT Hub.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They connect me first time with Swiss Connect. And then after the traveling to Zurich, to that one program, we continue communicate and doing further steps.
And what would you say is one piece of advice you'd give someone who's looking to start a company today? What would you tell them? What's the first thing that they should think about in building their company?
It's simple. I have only one thing to tell them, and it's just to start as soon as you can.
Because learn the most from doing.
Of course, just start. Don't think too much. Of course, you should plan something and think what you will do, for sure. But believe me, whatever you plan, it will not be like that. So don't use too much time to plan it. You should have some initial idea and just start. Just start.
And how large is your team now?
It's 6 people now.
And is your company profitable or funded, or how do you guys sustain yourselves?
From the revenue, actually.
From revenue. And Did you ever get investment money?
No, I didn't take nothing until now.
How long did it take to become profitable?
It's maybe interesting because in EdTech you can make money really fast, and we were the only startup in ICT Hub that were profitable after 3 months.
It's incredible. Congratulations.
It was really small amount, but we earned something.
And listen, as long as you're breaking even,
breaking even later, of course, but we start earning immediately, almost immediately.
And what has been the things that you're overcoming now, as you're 2 years in, what are some of the challenges that you experience now that you didn't foresee this happening when you first started?
Well, a lot of different challenges is coming now, really. So when you build something and you then have complete the product and you have some clients, but then you need to see the step further, what you will do. You need to find a partner if you don't want to find the investment, but you need to grow somehow and you cannot do it alone. So now it's actually, I'm thinking what will be the next step. How can I really grow and who can be my partner? Because without that, you know, you cannot do everything alone, of course.
Where can people find out more about Forecast Ads?
Yeah, just to the website, forecastads.com.
And where can they find out more about you?
About me, I guess, on my LinkedIn profile. And on the internet also, there is some articles and some stuff, also some videos of my old interviews before that I had. So with my name and surname, they will find.
Hi guys, my name is Milica Radović-Mandić. My company name is IT Connect, and we gather all IT community of Balkan in one place. We are based in Belgrade, Serbia. I can scroll back my memory to the time when I was the second year of high school. I got my first computer, and my initial question was, how is this working? How is it possible? You know, I was amazed. So my initial action was, okay, let's disassemble it and see what is inside.
Nobody thinks that. Except if you're super into tech. Yeah.
So this was my first try when I took a screwdriver.
Yeah.
Screwdriver, yeah?
Yeah.
So I unfolded the whole computer in front of me, and I was looking at a motherboard and a cooler and at all the pieces, and I was like, this is so interesting. And then the spark started to go from there.
And then when was your first parlay into becoming more professional with it? Not necessarily your job, but maybe studying in school. Yeah. Did you do that?
Yeah, I was enrolled in high school. It was a robotic department, like a programming robotic department. And I was attending many competitions over there, and I was winning, actually. I was like first, second, or third prize all the time. Yeah. So I was really good at it. Then I enrolled in a faculty that has two departments. One is two main departments. One is management and the other one is IT.
Yeah.
I enrolled the first year, everybody were together. I enrolled because of IT. But then on the second year, when we choose the direction we are going to go, I realized actually I'm not, I don't want to be a person who is going to program. I want to be involved in IT industry, but not program.
Right.
So I focused myself on IT management. So I went there.
And that's what you did as a, your introduction into your professional career, IT management?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what does that mean? What's a day in the life of IT management look like?
So it's a very dynamic actually role, because you have, depending on a project, I would say. So now, for example, we have a project for a client, and the project is how to make IT people engaged into a company. So what I do, I gather IT guys around me and I talk with them.
Yeah.
For example, if the company needs Java developers, I gather Java developers around me and I let them talk. I ask them questions. I understand how they think, the way they perceive things. So I write it down. I create a scenario in my head. So I make some project based on these things.
Right.
So recently we have made a competition, online competition, where some Java developers could find errors in the code online, and they would send us, there was a field, send us the error and your email, and we're going to call you. So one guy won GoPro 6, like the newest GoPro, just because he found the error, and they got to hire him.
No way.
So this is the way we approach things, not like hiring, give the job ad online and you're going to manage.
The Women in Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora.
With help from Janice Geronimo.
Edited by Corey Jennings.
Production and voiceover by Adam Carroll.
And music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The Women in Tech podcast is a WeAreTech.fm production.